4 to 8 on the Breakfast Club on a Tuesday morning. Footy season not too far away and AFLX just around the corner as well. I wonder if Ben Stratton will be lining up for the Brown and Gold in AFLX before he builds up to the AFL home and away season. He can tell us because he's joined us on the program this morning. G'day, Ben.
Morning, guys.
Are you going to be part of the AFLX concept for the Hawks or is that just for the young fellas?
I'm not too sure at the moment. I've been training and playing a bit of it at training and it bloody blows you up, I tell you that. Not too sure if I'll take part in that, to be honest.
Righty-o, so we'll just wait and see on that. You have been training, which is good news for Hawks fans because, of course, you missed a fair chunk of last season, the last 14 or so games for the Hawks with a knee injury. How is everything tracking?
Yeah, all good with the knee. Obviously, last year was a bit of a long year for me, but I got that right sort of towards the end of the year and had no issues thus far, so everything's tracking the plan.
Ben, great to see you back up and about and especially back out on the field for this season. There's a bit of a glut now down at halfback with James Sicily and Jack Gunston playing a lot down halfback while you've been missing. Have you just pushed those guys back forward and just said, get out of here?
It's pretty hard to push James Sicily anywhere, to be honest. He's pretty set down there. But, yeah, you also got like Ryan Burton was playing some good footy down there towards the end of the year. So, I've just slotted in there nicely. I think Gunston, I don't think he'll be playing too much more down back. He's a bit of a natural forward, and I think he's itching to get back down there. But, it's been nice with sort of the absence of Gibbo and Hodgie as well. A couple of spaces have opened up, and those boys have been accommodating, and I feel welcome again.
I just want to ask you on those two boys, does it seem strange for you to see Hodgie in photos of the Brisbane jumper? I know when Stevie went to GWS, it just seemed weird. Does it feel like that for you?
Definitely sort of how he left was a bit strange because we thought he was heading off for retirement and he would never play again. So, yeah, definitely probably similar to Stevie. Filled out the Brisbane jumper quite nicely, I reckon, and he's cracking on another pre-season. So it'll definitely be weird when we play him this year.
And Gibbo, he's in career best nick in the jungle.
He's looking better than what he did when he played, for sure. He's been doing personal training sessions every day, and everyone was wondering, what's he doing? He's training harder than what he did when he played, but now there's a reason for that, obviously, with those two models in the jungle.
Are you watching it?
No, I'm not, actually. My TV's not hooked up at my joint, so I'm missing out.
What, so you're actually not watching any TV at all?
No, well, I just watch movies on it. It's not... I've got no satellite dish.
Well, you don't need TV. There's a lot more to life than TV, Strats. That's all right.
Exactly.
Fair enough. I wasn't expecting you to say that. What about when we look at Hawthorn this year? I think everyone's really struggling to work out where to place you because of the surprise last year of you missing the finals. And obviously there were reasons behind it. When you're going into this new season, do you guys know yourselves where you sit?
I think it's actually pretty hard, to be honest, to tell this time of the year where you sit because you think you're flying and all that at training, but you just don't know what other clubs are doing, and you haven't actually played any competitive footy against anyone bar yourself for 6-odd months. So, look, we're pretty happy with how we're going at training, and the young group's pretty energised for this time of year. I think sometimes you can get dragged down a little bit and sort of, you know, just wait for games. But at the moment, we're fully energised, and that AFLX as well has helped because I think that's next week. So the boys are looking forward to that. And then before you know it, the season will start. So, the boys, as I said, they're energised, the young group. We're really excited.
Do you think that there will be an actual advantage for Hawthorn, the fact that you've had that longer pre-season? Because for so many years, you obviously went deep into September, you start back late and you're kind of up against it a little bit to be ready for round one. Have you found a difference yourself in having a longer pre-season?
I think you get just more opportunity probably to try new things and change things up a little bit. And also with the extra training sessions, obviously you get a bit more time to freshen up and probably a few more days off. So, yeah, it was a little bit strange coming back early, but think the boys have sort of handled it really well, and with that AFLX as well, been training that. Had a little scratchy last week to do with that. So I think trying a few new things and changing it up, we've had a bit of time to do that, whereas previous years it's sort of, yeah, you're back into it, and then after Christmas, before you know it, you're playing games. So it's a bit of a rush.
Strats, Hawthorn supporters would probably want to know a little bit about a couple of players, how they're tracking along. John O'Rourke, he was a number two draft pick for the Giants, and you guys gave up sort of another first rounder for him. How's he tracking along? Is he over all the injury worries?
Yeah, it was funny. Johnny last year had probably the best preseason I've seen from a young bloke and coming through, and he pinged his hammy right before game start. So that was something he sort of, I suppose he's been concentrating on, is just getting his body right, because being a young player, you just want to go bullet at a gate all the time training, and that's what he did, and ended up costing him a few times. So, yeah, he's sort of eased it back a little bit in the sort of training, and it's probably helped him so far, because he's staying injury-free, so touch wood, he'll be definitely up for selection in the earlier rounds, and hopefully has a full year so he can see what he's got.
And Jarman Impey, obviously he'll provide a lot of pace on the wing and up forward.
Yeah, I think it's something probably we might have lacked last year with obviously Bradley Hill going over to Perth and a few other guys down. So, yeah, his training standards and even playing a little bit off on him when he's been playing half forward, he's definitely one to watch and he looks very comfortable down there.
There was almost an obsession with Jago O'Meara last year from everybody, because obviously the high-profile recruit and didn't play a lot of footy. It just seems he's gone under the radar a little bit through the pre-season. Can you give us an update for Hawthorn fans on how he's going?
Yeah, I suppose whether or not he felt the pressure last year or not, it was a bit of a tough year for him and high expectations. But I think given he's had a year at the club and he's settled in beautifully, I don't think he'd feel that pressure anymore, if there even is any, and he just wants to get out there and play footy. So, yeah, obviously exciting for him, but exciting for us to watch him run around the midfield. I know it certainly looks pretty good when you've got Tommy Mitchell and Jaeger and those boys hunting inside. Looks pretty good from the half-back line when I'm watching.
Triple Premiership player and part of the Hawthorn Leadership Group again in 2018, Ben Stratton has joined us on the Breakfast Club. Strats, we mentioned before James Sicily across halfback. You mentioned Ryan Burton. Blake Hardwick as well has had a pretty good year last year. When you were on the sidelines with James Frawley and Grant Birchall as well for a lot of the year, what did you like about that area of the ground for the Hawks? And did you see that there was an opportunity once you guys got back in that it really could become a really strong rebounding defensive group for the Hawks?
Yeah, I think especially with those three you mentioned and Sicily probably leading the charge, with the amount of marks he took, and he not only took a lot of mark off of her boots and he's really strong in that area, being sort of a natural forward, but the way he was using the footy along with Ryan and Blake's got a really long penetrating kick. So, yeah, we definitely missed a few of those things, but to see those boys step up and Sicily in particular and use the ball the way they did was pretty exciting and taught us guys a few lessons about obviously, yeah, marking a little bit more and things like that. So having those guys had a full year of footy under their belt, they would have learned a hell of a lot, especially from Hodgie and Gibbo going out. We sort of just said to them, look, try and just learn off these guys, because it's most probably going to be their last year, and try and soak in as much information and as much knowledge as you can, because it'll help you for the rest of your career.
So, and with a guy like Luke, and we've talked about him off to Brisbane before, but the leadership and coaching he provided out on field, as you were talking about then, with that being gone, who does that responsibility fall onto now?
Yeah, I suppose the rest of the leadership group, it stayed the same as last year, which is handy. We're sort of doing that exact thing, is learning off those two in particular, Gibbo and Hodgie, who we knew were sort of towards the end and most probably not going to be there this year. So we were kind of learning off them, and we just knew as soon as they went, we were sort of ready to fill that hole. It wasn't like we were going in green and this was our first year of doing it, and you know, it was all new to us, so we're going to struggle. It was like we'd been preparing for it for at least 1 or 2 years, and when those guys departed, we were just right to to step into those holes and fill the void sort of seamlessly.
And just before we let you go, similar, that works okay. James Warple, Dylan Moore, Jackson Ross are the three draftees, sort of mid-range draftees for the Hawks through the off-season. And which one of those have you sort of warmed to?
Yeah, well, often they sort of don't do a hell of a lot of training, and they do a few drills but sort of sit to the sidelines with a lot of things. But from what I've seen, they've done most of training, and I think I'm pretty excited with those three. I've played on Rossi a fair bit because he's obviously a half forward, sort of a Gunston type. So been pretty impressive how he goes about it. He's got really good touch with his feet, so being a bit of a taller player as well. And he's just got sort of genuine footy smarts. And the other two are pretty well inside. Warps just goes ball out of a gate and has a real crack. So, yeah, exciting for those three, and they're all good lads.
We're looking forward to seeing them in the brown and gold this season. They might get a crack at AFLX. You're in the second edition on the 16th of Feb, the Hawks taking on the Bombers and the Saints. Look forward to seeing how it all goes and seeing how hard it is to play and seeing all you guys blow up. Sounds good to me. Good on you, Strats.
All right, thanks, guys.